on Breakfast. Good morning. Coming up in the show, in this hour, we're going to find out from a senior Warwickshire police officer what major changes to shift patterns, which have been brought out today, will mean for the rank and file police officers. And more importantly, what's it going to do to morale? Now, as we've been mentioning on the show this morning, it's the biggest shake-up to Warwickshire Police in their 150-year history. Today sees a new policing model come into effect across the county. The changes have been made in part to save £13 million that has to be cut from their budget. Let's speak to Superintendent Martin McNevin, who's in charge of neighbourhood policing in Warwickshire. Martin, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, Shane.
One of the key features that we've picked out of this is the change to the working condition, to the shift pattern. Can you tell people about how that's going to change?
Yeah, basically, we've changed the shift pattern for our police officers. They're now working an 8-hour shift pattern, which means they'll be working more days throughout the year. It's really important that we deliver the best possible service to the community, and by doing this, we're fairly content that our officers will spend more time throughout the year at work.
And instead of doing a four-on, four-off, what are they going to be doing?
The shift pattern, the regulation 8-hour shift pattern. They'll work a period of 7 days, and then the rest periods then are 2 days and 3 days over the month.
So they do what? Is it like 7 on 2 days off, 7 on 3 days off?
Yes, that's basically it, Shane, yes.
What are the officers saying about that? Because, I mean, I must admit, I've worked shifts in the past, and I've worked 4 and 3, and I've worked 7 and all the rest of it, and there are varying thoughts. I mean, it's horses for courses. It depends what kind of person you are and you know, what your social life is like. But what's the feedback? Have you garnered any feedback so far from officers?
I mean, I too have worked shifts as well, Shane, and we've actually spoken to our officers. They were actually given the opportunity to vote on a number of shift patterns, and we felt that this was the best shift pattern for the communities of Warwickshire.
In terms of the people in Warwickshire, are they going to notice any difference to any of the changes that have been brought in?
Well, I mean, basically, the new model itself, there are three main teams. Safer Neighbourhoods, which is neighbourhood policing, is the team. Response and patrol teams, and there's a single force investigation team. What I would like to think is that the communities would actually notice a visible presence of police officers on the streets.
Martin, stay there, because I want to bring in Simon Payne from the Police Federation, who joins us on the show as well. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
You're listening to what Martin's saying. How are you feeling about the changes? Is it early days for you yet, or have you got any firm views about how the changes are being viewed by rank-and-file officers?
Well, I think the first thing I want to acknowledge is the hard work that Martin and Assistant Chief Constable Neil Brunton and his team have actually put for these changes to take place, but also to acknowledge the dedication and commitment. And you've touched on the point around shifts, the sacrifices of my members who will actually be putting into practice on the ground this new policing model. And it's important for listeners to remember, we have a good track record in Warwickshire, and every rank and file officer are actually focused on the challenges that the next few months will lay down.